Showcasing new music on the South Coast, this is Frequency 101.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Frequency 101. My name is Alex Graham and I'm joined in the studio, as always, by Mr. Jack Phillips.
Hello.
A great show coming up for you this afternoon. We've got a live interview and session from a guy called Philip John. He's coming to play some music for us. He's a guy from the local area and he's showing off his new EP. We've also got music from Remy Miles, Mikey Bull, Tom Clements. We've got a song from Tim Summerfield and also Bel Esprit. But first, we're going to play Shell Shock by Fever. Welcome to Frequency 101. So what we're trying to do with this show is we're trying to showcase all different types of music from the South Coast. We're going to be on Burst, hopefully, all the time if they keep us around. It's going to be a fortnightly show as well, so it's going to be once every 2 weeks. We're going to try and show you all different types of music from the area, but not only that, we're going to try and get people in from the industry to provide help and advice, really, for people who want to make music more than a hobby. We've also got a YouTube page that we use quite a lot. We're going to be videoing all of our live sessions and putting them on there, so you can not only listen, but you can watch to hear all these artists that you're hearing. You can get to see them perform live in the studio as well.
Yeah, you can also catch up with some of our features and session and things on our website, frequency101.co.uk. Facebook as well, give us a little search and a little cheeky like on the page. And Twitter, frequency101. And we're just going to be providing a little update on what's coming up on future shows, some highlights, some exclusive online content that won't be broadcast on the radio, little exclusives for you guys on the lappy tops.
I mean, there's lots going on in the local area, so really we're trying to make the most of it and show you as much of it as we can with the time that we've got. So like on today's show, we've got a live session and interview with a guy called Philip John. He was really great. He came into the studio and did a live session for us. And also we've got some songs from Tim Summerfield and also some a live an interview with Billy Lunn from the Subways. So there's lots of great stuff going on that we're trying to get for you to hear. And coming up next, we're going to play Bel Esprit, Lose My Mind.
Should have burned the feathers that shed caught up on the night. They split the reins upon the world and gave birth to this feeling deep inside. Gave the birth that guides me. Oh, still it soars, it calls. The heart that poured the energy, my claws, the tools it forged to fight the greatest enemy. The stars tonight behold my vitality invigorated. And all my love for you lay beyond. It pushed me forth, it drove me on. Now it's still the baddest door from where you are. My mountain impasse, meet your mortal son. Meet your mortal son. Ooh. I fought the Nemean lion, so fiercely strong, but still defeated him. Force of will too strong. grappled the Hydra, retrieved your golden apples from the clutches of despair. Oh, but still I labor on, till I travel to the kingdom of the dead. I'll scale the walls to resurrect this dream. Stars tonight behold my vitality invigorated. And oh, my love for you, the great beyond, it pushed me forth, it drove me on. Now you still, where does go from where you are? My mountain limbus meet your mortal sound. Source it calls to the heart, the mood, the energy. My clothes, the tools it forged to fight the greatest enemy. Stars tonight behold my vitality invigorated. And oh, my love for you, great beyond, it pushed me forth, it drove me on. I'll you still the path from where you are. My mountain limbus meet your mortal sun. My love for you, the great beyond, it drove me on. I'm still paradise door from where you are. My mountain limbus meet your mortal sun. Meet your mortal sun.
And that was Tim Summerfield with Son of Zeus. And before that, you heard Bel Esprit, Lose My Mind. It was really great to meet Tim. That was a song recorded from a live session we did with him. All of the live sessions are on our Facebook page, and they're also on our website as well. So you can go back and listen to all the session that we recorded with Tim. So he's really great. He's got a new album that's just come out. It's called Welcome to Eden, which debuted on the 19th of February. And he did that in the Bournemouth area, so that was really great to see. We've also, later on in the show, we've got a session and interview with Philip John, so he's going to be playing some music and talking to me. And we've got a feature with the Subways. Jack, I think you know a little bit more about that than I do.
I do, yeah. I had a chance to speak to Billy Lunn of the Subways. They're a British rock band formed in around about 2004, and they kind of encompass what we're trying to do on this show. They started out with just at university, And within a short while, I think it was within a year, they were playing the Millennium Stadium supporting Foo Fighters and Oasis off their debut album. And it's that sort of ethos that we want to capture on this show. We want artists to, we want to give them a platform to get their music out there and see what opportunities come their way, because we all love music, we love hearing music, and new music is what we enjoy on this show. So it's a good chance to speak to someone who's been there, who's been at the unsigned stage and who's made it and is now playing all over Europe and fronting a band that approaching worldwide fame at the moment. They've just recently released their fourth album, self-titled, and here's what happened when I had a chat with him.
Well, my name's Billy Lunn and I play guitar and I sing in the rock band The Subways, and I also write the songs. When we're backstage, basically we try and get ourselves as comfortable as possible and try and relax as much as we possibly can, simply because we use so much energy up on stage. We try and create an atmosphere that replicates how we feel at home. I'm constantly writing and I'm constantly reading books, so I just take loads of books on tour with me, and I take my acoustic guitar backstage with me every single day, and I'm strumming away and learning songs from different bands, because I find that really, really relaxing. This keyhole I fit into. We just want to make sure that before we step on stage, we've had a really nice, comfortable, relaxed day. Because then once the chaos hits, we're ready for it. You know, we can step up and we can do it because we've got the energy, we've got the mind space, we're in a really nice zone. Let's rock this joint. When I'm on stage, when I'm playing a particular song, what I'm really trying to get in touch with is, what does this song mean? And how are the audience sort of, how are they interpreting this song? And what does this song mean to them as well? And that's the great thing about art, is that it's not just the songwriter and what the song means to the songwriter, it's what the song means to the fans. What does Rock and Roll Queen mean to them? They could be looking at their spouse, they could be looking at their brother or sister or their dad or their mum or cousin, auntie, uncle, grandparent, best friend, lover, enemy, you know, whoever. And all of a sudden, you know, that song could mean something completely new to them, something completely different that they'd never felt before. And that's because of listening to the song in the live arena. So there are always so many sort of disparate elements, so many complicated ways to see this. And that's what's so magical about music. That's what's so magical about writing songs and taking part in that every single day. And having this constant connection with these different kinds of people out there, and always pondering, wow, what does this song mean to me? But also, you know, what does it mean to them? You are so cool. You are so cool. And that's the great thing about being in a band and touring constantly and having these old records, you know, from 10 years ago. Is that you can sort of constantly hark back to how you were thinking. Remember how you felt when you wrote that song, you know? You can get back in touch with yourself 10 years ago. When you walk off stage, there is a come down. You feel the endorphins whittle themselves away, but the best way to deal with that is to have a shower, you know, wash the sweat off and sort of just feel refreshed again, get into a new set of clothes. You know, when I come off tour, or even when I come off stage, I just think, right, you're gonna feel the come down, so just try and find ways of dealing with it. And you find a sense of routine. Like I said, I have a shower, get into clean clothes, sit down with a book, and also I warm my voice down, because at the end of a show, my voice is completely shredded. As well as my fingers, as well as my muscles and my legs, my voice is just absolutely ruined. So I have to warm down for about an hour and a half every single evening. So in a way, that really helps. It gets me into a calmer place, and mentally I'm ready to hop aboard the tour bus, get into my bunk, sleep, and then wake up in a completely new city the next day.
When I'm found, you patched me back together, sewing up the leather on my arms, on my arms. Me. I never knew this could be. There's no time like fate to me. No time like fate to me.
Downtown, show you.
Remy Miles with Under Light Symphonies, and before that you heard Tom Clements with 7 Years. So at Frequency 101, what we're trying to do is we're trying to attend a lot of gigs in the local area. This is how we're trying to find the talent that we are bringing onto the show, so we can get a good idea of what's in the local area and what we're going to play for you, really. So we're meeting artists, we're going out to gigs, and we're finding all these people that we can ask to come on the show, ask to come on and play for us, and then we can also get their tracks to play when they're not live in the studio as well. Yeah, so a lot of the team are very good at going out and going to gigs and finding a lot of good talent. So you're going to be hearing a lot of that over the coming weeks on Frequency 101. Producer Claire went out to The Jug recently, and she did an interview with Mikey Bull. So you're going to be hearing that a little bit later on with her events listing feature that's coming up. So first, we're going to play for you Mikey Bull, Home to You.
Working all day, been another long day. I'm worn out and tired under the sun. Carry your picture with me, your name on my tongue. You are the reason that I'm holding. Till that time comes, I'm coming home. Home to you. I'm coming home. Home to you. 'Cause I'm longing and tired. I've been away too long. Comes to me as I lay down to rest. I'm counting the days till I see you again. As the miles lay before me, that familiar road, every step that I'm taking, I'm letting you know. The time's come again. I'm coming home. Home, home to you.
Here at Frequency 101, we try to get to as many gigs as possible across the Bournemouth area. And this week I went to the Jug in Bournemouth town to see singer-songwriter Mikey Ball. And here's what he had to say about the night.
It's a weekly showcase with two main acts on every night. And tonight I played alongside a good friend of mine, Sam Horton. It's actually my first time down here, so I've really loved it, actually. And I will come back at some point. It's a nice place. It's a really nice looking pub. And I think they can really do something good with it. It just depends on luck of the draw with the audience as to how it goes down, but it's a really nice place to come and play.
What do you think of the crowd tonight?
At times really good, but of course we're not the main attraction being the music tonight, so they're going to be in and out, so some of them obviously really enjoyed it and they did see some smiling faces, and other ones, fair enough, it's not their thing.
I suppose they respond quite well to the covers. Do you, in terms of your gig sets, do they change like depending on what venue you're playing and what crowds it is?
I think you have to. I think sometimes, like, the benefit of being a solo musician was that I could have my own set list and then just change it whenever I felt like it. Like I could see an audience, I could see people of a certain age, I can change it to that kind of thing. If I'm set to the same six songs that I know, it's either going to go well or it's going to bomb. So sometimes I will change the setup depending on what's in front of me.
And so the live music scene in Bournemouth, how do you think it compares to other places like Southampton, Portsmouth, if you've given me places like that?
That's an interesting one because I think Southampton can be great. Southampton can also be a little bit quiet at times. I mean, the same as Bournemouth. I mean, it just entirely depends on the audience. I mean, sometimes in Bournemouth I've had some really, really, really great nights. And sometimes in Southampton I've had great nights, but that comes down to students being there. Usually for students there, they love it. So I think it's a good scene. It could do with a few more purpose venues that people are willing to take a risk on. But we'll get there. We'll see how it goes.
Quite new to the area in Bournemouth, and this place, although it's not really a music venue, it's more of a pub of the music, but I'd definitely come back if not just for the atmosphere and the general feel of the place. But the guys who were on tonight I enjoyed them, they were good.
If you're a solo musician, I'd say definitely go down to some of the open mic nights we got, like Labato in Parkstone and Orange Rooms on a Tuesday in Portin, Holton Hurst in Bournemouth, or Chapman's on a Wednesday, or Blush in Christchurch on a Thursday. I mean, there's lots of open mics that solo guys can go to. Band-wise, I'd say the Anvil is definitely a great place to try, and Eden's just opened up, and we're going to see how that goes, but that should be pretty good.
So there you heard Mikey Ball at The Jug, and at The Jug they do a weekly showcase of two to three acts, and you can also catch up with Mikey Ball in three of his gigs around the local area. He's got one at the Angel Inn in Longham on the 22nd of March, one at the Four Horsemen on the 1st of April, and one at the Buffalo Bar on the 2nd of April. You also heard him talk about the open mic nights all over Bournemouth, and ones that we've particularly want to go to is the one that Tim Summerfield runs on Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Inferno, and there's one at Chapman Cellar Bar on a Wednesday at 9 p.m. and also at the Anvil at 9 p.m. on a Wednesday. And the other one that we actually like, the Four Horsemen, is Monday at 8 p.m. Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Joiners in Southampton, and a couple of bands, you heard Bel Esprit earlier on in the show, and Palms and Pelicans coming up later on in the series. They're competing to play at Common People Festival in May, and I'm going to be having a chat with them and doing a venue review, which you can hear in a couple of weeks if you can't make the show tomorrow night. So the doors are at 6:30 at the Joiners, and it's £3 entry. If you want to let us know about any gigs that you are coming up that you think we should be going to, then let us know on our Facebook page, our Twitter, or our website as well.
I'm like the birds flying through the trees. 'Cause I got you and me. How could this be? Yes, I am the definition of happy. 'Cause you make me smile. Yeah, you make me laugh. Yeah, you are a gentleman and a half. Yeah, I'm better off. And that's that. Sweep me off my feet and call me happy. Call me happy.
And we're here on Frequency 101. We're joined in the studio now by Philip John. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
So you're here today. You're kind of showing off your new EP, which is Made of Hands. Mm-hmm. It's your new thing that you've got going on at the moment. So that's available free on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. So where was your decision to make it free? Because that's quite a brave move, I think, for, you know, an upcoming artist like yourself to make their first kind of piece of work free.
It's just kind of that thing. I think music's come to a place where it's just like your record is almost an advert for your live stuff and everything else that you're doing.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a new artist, you know, you just want people to hear it. And I'm not really bothered about earning a couple of quid every now and then.
So you've been playing the Bournemouth circuit for quite a long time now, playing in different bands and doing your thing all over the place.
Mm.
So where was the choice to make this EP your first bit of official music?
I just had a collection of songs that I'd just been writing over a while, and they just seemed like a good couple of songs just to put on. I think of them as kind of like a time stamp in your sort of life, you know. Every time you put out an EP or a single or something, it's just sort of, you know, where you're at musically at that time.
Yeah.
And then when you go back and listen to...
So this felt right to you to kind of make this your first bit of official music, was it?
I recorded it a little while ago, but it's just been kind of sitting on the back burner, and it's just, I haven't really been doing anything towards it for a little while, so...
Okay, so this just felt right, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, cool. So you're going to play a track for us now off of that EP, I'm guessing, hopefully.
Mm.
So what are you going to play for us first?
I'll do Anarchist for you. Do it right.
on the safe side, but an error's undone, and I won't reveal what I will find, but I keep what I've won, and I don't speak from my own mind, 'cause my mind is unsold.
Cheeky headbutt to the microphone at the last minute there. That's cool, no worries. Thank you for that, Phil. It's really great. Want to talk about the London show that you've got coming up. So you're playing the Harrison on the 22nd of March at 7 o'clock. You're local to Bournemouth. You play a lot of the Bournemouth circuit. So how did you manage to get that next big step to kind of play a gig in London?
The night's run by an old friend of mine, actually. I went to college in Guildford, and I met loads of musicians there. And the guy who puts on that night, name's Danny, he's an old friend, he's a sort of folk singer, guitarist. He just basically has been hounding me to try and play there for a little while, a few months.
Yeah, he understands your talent, I guess, and wants you to come up and play.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Good negotiation.
Kind of an accident, really, but...
So you're hoping to start playing the London circuit a little bit more then after that, if that goes well?
I'll probably try and do a few more dates there, yeah.
Yeah.
If possible. I think that's, you know, that's the place to play if you want to get further.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the next big step, because obviously there's a lot going on in Bournemouth, but, you know, you kind of want to take it up to London.
Bournemouth's got a great scene, and, you know, there's some cool people playing around here, and it's nice to... It's a bit more relaxed, you know. You can kind of grow into what you're doing when you're playing around here.
It's got that southern vibe to it, hasn't it? The kind of chilled out beach.
Whereas with you, when you're in London, it's like everyone's very serious about what they're doing, you know.
Yeah,
and everyone's trying to sort of project their career over there. So
So I guess that'll be the next big step. Yeah, definitely. So you've received obviously some really great reviews online. I'm kind of reading through some of your stuff, and I like this one fan in particular said that you sound like Soundgarden having a lightsaber fight with Jeff Buckley.
Yeah.
Now that's great. So where did you've obviously got such a unique sound to your music. Where did that kind of, what's your inspiration to that? Where did it come from?
Well, I put that on because I thought that kind of basically summed it up. I love Jeff Buckley and I love Soundgarden and I love all sorts of things, but it's nice when people see that kind of influence in your songs.
So they're two big inspirations of yours anyway, were they?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely,
good.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear that a fan who's listened to your music is picking up on your inspirations.
Yeah, well, it's I don't know, it's good and it isn't. You want to be your own kind of artist,
yeah,
in a way. You don't want to, but people are always going to try and say what you're like, and you know, because that's what people do naturally, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, they like to compare.
All musicians are kind of inspired by someone. That's kind of normally how most people get into the trade of playing music.
Exactly, yeah. And so, you can always hear people's influences and stuff in there.
Yeah, so it's great. So. It's kind of cool to hear that a fan has listened to your music and has directly picked up on two people that you enjoy listening to.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to play for us now?
I'll do Russian Dolls. This is the first track on my EP. So.
Cool. Take it away.
Sitting in the ground with you, I'll spin around in the moon, still sitting in the while still spinning the gunwale, while spinning the howling moon, still sitting the fire with you. Yeah, I'll still spin in the ground, you stay all on me the grand review. Oh, 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 oh.
Almost a cheeky headbutt on the microphone again. It was so close. That was great. Thank you, Phil, for that one. Thank you for that. So you're playing in a couple bands before. You've played in some bands over your time of playing music. So where was the choice for you to kind of detach and go solo?
It was mainly just a way of getting the songs out there live, really. Yeah. I mean, it was never really a conscious decision. And I'm kind of in rehearsals with a band to play them full band, because that's what I want to do ultimately. It's just an easy thing to do, really, to sort of turn up with an acoustic and you can just go down to an open mic and people have never heard you before. And it's quite easy to just come and do little acoustic shows. So convenience more than anything.
Is that how you felt you could take your music to the next level, and that's what you felt you needed to do?
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, I've played for a lot of different people, played for some other singer-songwriters and things like that, just playing bass, you know, backed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And always just kind of written my own music on the side. But there comes a point when you go, I just want to try and do my own thing.
Yeah, I guess.
A bit more now.
Because I guess for some people, kind of just playing with the bands and being in that sort of environment, that's okay for some people, but then others, kind of like yourself.
I love doing that as well. You know, I love playing bass and sitting in the back and playing that kind of supporting role as well. But it just had gotten to a time when it's just, I wasn't really doing that much else.
That's cool. So you've got your EP now, obviously Made of Hands. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is going to be the next step for you?
I don't know. I mean, the next step is to sort of get the band up and running and go out and play live, play full band shows, and just, play live a bit more, I think.
Yeah.
Some stage soon, maybe put out another EP, or maybe even just singles at different times. You know?
Yeah.
I shouldn't think I'd do an album at any stage soon.
So we're going to hand it over now, I think, to our resident quizmaster, Mr. Jack Phillips.
Hello.
Are you ready for what we like to call the quickfire question round?
The quickfire round.
Yeah, so Phil, Jack's going to fire some questions at you, quick fire style. And
just one word answers.
One word answers, as quick as you can.
Crikey, okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Favourite kind of egg that's not chocolate?
No, that's a chocolate. Boiled.
Good. A bit quicker.
Sorry.
Favourite dinosaur?
T-Rex.
Cake or biscuit?
Biscuit.
Politics?
Nah.
No, good man. How many wallets have you owned?
Several.
Fancy dress?
Nah.
No, good man. That's all I've got. Good.
Politics and fancy dress both get a no from Philip John. It's official. So thank you for coming in, talking to us, and playing some great songs. They're really great to hear. And
thank
you
very much.
I hope you're going to come back sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great. Cool. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
So that concludes the first episode of Frequency 101. In the next couple of weeks, this is what you've got to look forward to.
Times like these, I'm stuck in the maze. Running home like a dog with a bone. You never came home.
So if you like the sound of all that, you can check us out back on Burst in 2 weeks' time. Also, you can go to our website, frequency101.com, and also we're on Facebook and Twitter, so make sure you check out there. We post everything that we've got coming up. We're also on YouTube posting all the live sessions. All of it gets posted to everything, so you can find out from there. Also online, we've got the Lee Rasdell Dove interview session and live videos from the songs that he played for us, so make sure you check those out. Lee was a great artist and we had him in, so definitely take a look and wait for those.
Thank you for listening to Frequency 101. Your hosts were Alex Graham and Jack Phillips. Frequency 101 is produced by Claire Umney and Jordan Wilden and is brought to you by Burst Radio. If you would like to hear your music on the programme, you can email us at inbox.frequency101@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back with you in 2 weeks.